Patriots, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Short of It. Let's get started, as always, with a little good news from God's Word, Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? So, Patriots, I think one thing that we can all agree upon is that the world is a mess and completely out of control. And I think sometimes the heaviness of the situation can make us feel hopeless. I wonder, how are we going to get out of this mess? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about stepping out in faith. I've talked a lot over the years about putting actions behind our words, but now I want to take it a step further, and I want to talk about putting actions in our faith. I think it's easy to sort of second guess and have all these doubts when you hear God telling you to do something. Oh, but what if it doesn't work out? What if I'm embarrassed? What if somebody calls me a Nazi or a white supremacist? What if I can think of a million reasons why this wouldn't work out? But the one main reason that you would step out in faith is because God is telling you to, and you want to be obedient to God. So all those other worries and all those other concerns and all those other doubts absolutely mean nothing when it is God's will and when you step out in faith to obey God. Because when we step out in obedience, that is evidence of our faith. It's not just about getting knowledge of the Bible, it's about applying it in our everyday lives. It's about actively seeking God and what He wants for our lives. Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" And we have to stop being afraid to walk that way. We have to trust that God is going to take care of us, that He's going to remain faithful. And God stays the same from yesterday to today to future generations. He is the same God. His promises remain the same. Lamentations 3:22 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." How awesome is that? And that's what I want everyone to realize, and what I have to remind myself too, because goodness knows I'm not perfect. God is awesome. God uses every situation in our lives, good or bad, to help us grow. And our faith grows in adversity as well. And there is so much adversity going on in our country right now. How much greater will our faith be at the end of all of this? Because we have trusted God and we have seen Him prevail. That doesn't mean that He will do it on our timetable. He will do it on His, because His timing is perfect. And all things work together for the glory of God, and I truly, truly believe that. And it is not always easy. That is why we have to spend time in prayer. That is why we have to spend time seeking God and reading His word and being around like-minded Christians. And when we go out, we have to have compassion for people that don't necessarily believe the way that we do. And we have to show them love, because it's not about us, it's about God reflecting His love and light through us. That's why we can't be afraid to get out there and speak up on whatever issues God puts on our hearts. We can't be afraid, even when it makes no sense, because it's not about our own understanding. It's about what God wants us to do, what actions God wants us to take. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." And at this point in time, we are just going to have to trust God, because the time is now. America is in crisis. There are so many issues. Pick one: crisis at the border, violence in big cities, critical race theory. Whatever it may be, I assure you that God cares about all of it, and we are representing God, so we have to get in the community. We have to speak up. Now is not the time to be silent or lose hope. It's time now for us to raise our voices and to trust God. And that's the short of it. All right, folks, just a little business to take care of before I sign off. If you would like to support the podcast, you can do that in two easy ways. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click, listen, and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. The second way is to become a $2 patron. Head over to redhatchat.com and click the donation button at the top. We sure do appreciate any and all donations. Thanks so much. All right, folks, I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.